Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is March 2nd. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you are listening to Via the Source. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing a little bit about Josh Rosen and the possibility of a trade. We're going to be discussing DK Metcalf, who had an amazing combine, and then we're going to talk about Jason Witten, who will be making a return to the NFL, and that's what I will start with. Now, I'm from Texas, so I know I have a few listeners who are predominantly fans of the Cowboys, so this is an all-time great for the Cowboys, making his return back to the field. Now, initially, I was shocked to hear that he was returning as a player. I saw the notification and I assumed he was going to be back with the team in some other way, maybe coaching, scouting, anything along those lines. It turns out he is coming back as a player for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Jason Witten is a guy who has notoriously been a slow player. A lot of people on Twitter have mocked him for being slow, but you know what? His hands and his fundamentals are about as sure as they come. His football IQ is tremendous. He may not be the fastest. I'm curious to see just how athletic he is now at this point in his career. But there is no doubt when it comes to third down conversions, when it comes down to those clutch catches and those the ability to run block, Jason Witten will be an asset to this team. And if the team, the Dallas Cowboys, that is going to truly invest in a guy like Dak Prescott, then who am I to say that having a guy like Jason Witten, sure hands, will not be a good move for them? So it's nice to see him return. The main thing I will be looking at is where he is athletically. Of course, a lot of people are making jokes on Twitter saying, thank God that he is not with the ESPN crew anymore. Now, I will say, I don't want to kick a man while he's down. He wasn't the greatest by any means as a broadcaster, but it is a difficult thing to do. To just shove someone with no experience at that level into one of the most popular positions in sports just immediately is a very tough thing to do. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt. It's no easy task to go up there and talk about football like that for 3 hours straight. I know a lot of people on Twitter think, hey, I could do this, but you know, it's something that truly takes a lot of practice. And on that type of stage, it can be a little nerve-wracking. So, you know, I'm proud to see him make a return to the NFL. I'm curious to see just how athletic he will be. Now, the second thing we're going to be discussing is Josh Rosen. Initially, Josh Rosen appeared to be cemented as the Cardinals quarterback. There was no narratives or even thoughts that the Cardinals would look elsewhere. But now, as we start approaching the draft, we are starting to realize that maybe the Cardinals will elect to go Kyler Murray first overall. Guys like Lewis Reddick, Mel Kiper Jr. are now suggesting that Kyler Murray will be going first overall, being taken by the Arizona Cardinals, which will surely mean that Josh Rosen would be traded if that scenario is to occur. Now, there are a few teams that could be on the market. Frankly, I think any team that has a quarterback need would benefit from getting a guy like Josh Rosen, that being teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars, teams like the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins. There are a bunch of teams that could benefit from getting Josh Rosen. Now, when it comes to the Miami Dolphins, especially, just because this is a Dolphins-focused podcast, I know a lot of people on Twitter are very down on the fact that he had a very poor rookie year, and that being Josh Rosen. But it must be said, no one expected Josh Rosen to have a good year with this Arizona Cardinals team. This Cardinals team was doomed from the get-go. When their offensive line was healthy, they were still below average, and then the offensive line began falling apart. Pro Football Focus had him ranked as the 32nd offensive line by the end of the season. So for years and for years, we heard Ryan Tannehill, the excuses. We gave him a pass. The offensive line is bad. If we just give him an offensive line, he will be good. And yeah, that is true to an extent, but if we are not going to use that same excuse for Josh Rosen and give him the benefit of the doubt in a rookie season with the worst offensive line, with his main weapon being an aging Larry Fitzgerald, a rookie Christian Kirk who was also lost for the season with an injury, then you have to start giving him the benefit of the doubt. He was not in a scenario where he could succeed. Personally, I think he still has that something special. I had him ranked as one of my favorite quarterbacks right behind Baker Mayfield. So that's just where I stand. I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. Now, when it comes to the Miami Dolphins specifically, we hear that the team wants to rebuild. So how would Josh Rosen make sense for the team if they're trying to rebuild? Well, the quarterback position to me is one that is the most closely resembles a position in basketball because it is so individually important. It carries so much value. So I'll go and I'll allude to the Philadelphia 76ers. They had the first round pick and they went with Michael Carter Williams. He didn't work out. They traded him. They went for another first round pick. They get Nerlens Noel. He doesn't work out. They get Okafor. He doesn't work out. But you know what? Then they eventually hit with Joel Embiid. They hit big with Ben Simmons. The team completely turns around. Now that's basketball, but in football, this is true to nearly that same extent. If you get a quarterback who plays at an elite level and you hit with him, then you are basically set for some years. So Josh Rosen, we don't know if he's going to hit yet. He was in a terrible situation. The benefit of the doubt, getting him for a second round pick and giving him the opportunity to be the guy and seeing if he hits is something to take a risk on, especially at the quarterback position. If he doesn't work out, or you're starting to see in 2019 that he hasn't made that next step, or he hasn't improved in any way, then in 2020, go and get Tua. In 2020, go and get whoever you want, or maybe even look to 2021 for Trevor Lawrence. And you could have Josh Rosen still there for cheap on his rookie contract that the Cardinals are going to pay the most of as the stopping point, as the guy that they are sitting behind. There is no reason, if you're going to go out and get a free agent, that you know what his potential is. If you're going to go out and get Nick Foles, you know what you're getting. If you're going to go out and get Ryan Fitzpatrick just to have there, you know what you're getting. At least with Josh Rosen, there is the potential that they could still play at an elite level. So I would love the idea of getting Josh Rosen, letting him play for a full season, getting the kind of the gist of what you have with him, and then making the decision on the next quarterback. That is where I stand right now with Josh Rosen. Now, the last story I have for the day is DK Metcalf, the receiver out of Ole Miss. I talked about him in the last episode. He is an absolute physical specimen. The guy is huge. I talked about how ripped he was. He looks like a linebacker. He is a receiver, and he put on a show at the combine. 40-inch vertical leap, 4.3 40-yard dash. He was tearing it up. He was shown talking to his mom after the combine in tears because he knows just how significant that was, playing that well at the combine. He suffered a neck injury in college that really put a big question mark on his value heading up to the draft. But now it seems like more and more that he is going to be taken at the top of this draft. Some are suggesting he could go as high as to the 49ers at number two, a team that has lacked a true number one receiver for a very long time. Do I think that will happen? I'm not entirely sure because of that injury question mark. I think that could still hold him back, but who knows? I will not doubt that he could go that high. There's also teams that could be in the mix, like the New York Jets. I doubt he falls any further than the New York Jets. And then there's also the Oakland Raiders, a team that loves picking guys who succeed at the combine. So he could go anywhere in the top 10 at the NFL draft. He is now announcing that he will be attending the draft, I guess, after he knows how significant it was doing this well at the combine. Now, something that is frustrating me a bit when it comes to DK Metcalf, though, and this is just, it's not significant, it's just the reporting. It's nothing against him. It's the report itself that he has a body fat of 1.6%. Now, this makes me mad because that is physically impossible to have a body fat that low without your organs failing. If you're below 3%, you're going to die. Really, you cannot sustain life at that point. Professional bodybuilders, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, guys like that who go and compete on stage will drop to a level at around 5%, maybe 4%, and they barely have the energy to pose on stage. They'll be on diuretics, their skin looks like saran wrap, and it's just not a healthy way to live. A few days after that, they are back to their normal self. They cannot sustain that, let alone perform as well as he did athletically at this combine at around 4%. They can't do it. So 1.6 is absolutely absurd. If I had to guess where he was, maybe he's in the 7 area of body fat, but 1.6 seems like a very, very ridiculous thing to be reporting, in my opinion. It just seems ridiculous. It's like if someone said that someone ran a sub 4 40-yard dash. It doesn't make sense. It's not possible. And frankly, I don't know why they continue to do it, just because it's so ridiculous. And that's going to wrap up my episode for today, guys. Let me know what you think. Let me know, do you think the Dolphins or any team, whether that be the Washington Redskins, the Jacksonville Jaguars, any team with a quarterback need, do you think they should make that move for Josh Rosen? Should they give up a second round pick? I think a third round pick is an instant go for it. Let me know what you guys think about that. Let me know what you think about Jason Witten's return. And what do you think about DK Metcalf? If you had to guess his body fat, if you're familiar with that kind of stuff, where would you put him at? And that's how I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Until next time, I'm Steven Masso. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven. You can also follow the podcast at Via The Source. But until next time, guys, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm Steven Masso. This was Via The Source.